KSR News, I'm Mary Rose. U.S. immigration officials stage a large-scale raid at a Hyundai factory in Georgia with 475 people detained.
Homeland Security Investigation Special Agent in Charge, Stephen Schrank, said that the majority of the people detained were from South Korea.
This operation underscores our commitment to protecting jobs for Georgians and Americans, ensuring a level playing field for businesses that comply with the law.
He said the detained workers were part of a network of subcontractors and that the employees worked for a variety of different companies on the site. Hyundai Motor Group is South Korea's biggest automaker and began making electric vehicles a year ago at the $7.6 billion plant. It employs about 1,200 people. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Health and Human Services Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. explains to the Senate Finance Committee President Trump's efforts to save rural hospitals nationwide.
Right now, we spend about 6% of Medicaid funding is sent to rural hospitals, a very, very tiny slice, and that's one of the reasons they're in trouble. President Trump has now allocated through the One Big Beautiful Bill $50 billion, so $10 billion a year over the next 5 years.
President Trump has signed an executive order to rename the Department of Defense as the Department of War.
This name change is not just about renaming, it's about restoring. Words matter. It's restoring, as you've guided us to, Mr. President, restoring the warrior ethos.
A new study says deaths from blood pressure-driven kidney disease have increased dramatically in the last 25 years. Researchers reported at an American Heart Association meeting in Baltimore on Thursday that deaths from high blood pressure-related kidney disease increased by almost a half in the U.S. The study results showed that the highest death rates were among Black Americans, followed by Hispanics. This is SRN News. SRN's Michael Harrington reports persecution of Christians in Turkey is on the rise.
The Association of Protestant Churches has released a report indicating that hate crimes targeting believers went up last year. The APC says, quote, 2024 saw an increase from the previous year in both written and oral hate speech aimed at provoking hate in public opinion, both written and verbal, that was directed at Protestant Christian individuals or institutions. Over 90% of Turkey's population is Muslim. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The language used in the debate over artificial intelligence is increasingly taking on religious overtones. Joffrey Hinton, the legendary 77-year-old programmer who helped develop AI, refers to its potential as godlike. Professor Robert Geraci, who studies religion and technology at Knox College, he points out that we human beings are deeply, profoundly, inherently religious. This is SRN News. During testimony on Capitol Hill this week, Health Secretary Robert E. F. Kennedy Jr. defended the Trump administration's health agenda, including new vaccine policies and the firing of the head of the CDC.
We've had 120 rural hospitals close over the past 10 years. These institutions are not just delivering health access to rural Americans, but they are economic centers, they are cultural centers for those communities. They are often the largest employer.
A 13-year-old boy from New Hampshire, Jackson Denio, headed for the seacoast on an overnight charter so he could wake up early and drop his line in the water. You know, the early bird gets the word. Denio's bait attracted what could be the biggest Atlantic halibut on record, all 174 pounds of it, almost twice Denio's weight. More details at srnnews.com.